Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, a very special edition, as I have with me Lisa Cook, the wife of Jeff Cook, and we're talking about the Jeff and Lisa Cook Foundation. I wanted to bring awareness to this as Jeff battled Parkinson's. We want to continue the legacy of Jeff Cook and his mission and their mission to provide help to those who are in this battle with Parkinson's disease. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lisa Cook.
Thank you, Mark. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yes, it's a wonderful day. I'm feeling good right now. As I mentioned, my head might be racing a little bit because of a new medication, but I think we're going to have a great conversation today, and this is going to be in honor of Jeff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you allowing us to let Jeff's legacy live on. He was very well thought of, and his idea to start this foundation to help caregivers, to help people at home with their loved ones. And so I appreciate the opportunity, Mark. Thank you.
Absolutely. I've been reading up on Jeff, and I'm really glad to be able to bring awareness to Parkinson's. I have a friend who's battling it right now in Birmingham area. He posts a lot trying to bring awareness to the subject and just help fight the battle. You know, for people who are out there that are suffering with Parkinson's, they need that support. Yeah. We need the research done. We need to get something done for people with Parkinson's right now.
Absolutely. It is a trying disease, just like all of them are. But this one, I mean, I literally watched Jeff lose everything. He loved to fish. Of course, he loved to play music. And for the end, it was his voice. You know, it was just, and he couldn't fish anymore. It is the saddest disease. You just watch somebody lose everything they love to do in life. That's actually why we started the foundation, is because, you know, toward the end, and mine and Jeff's whole thing was to be positive.
Yes.
And Jeff lived by the motto of no bad days. And that was the last song that he sang on the Alabama Southern Draw album, No Bad Days. And as it turned out, the last verse says, life is so fragile, it can change on a dime. Don't put off till tomorrow, you might just run out of time. Tell someone you love them before it's too late. Okay, I'm just gonna have to sing it if you don't mind. Life is so fragile, you can change on a dime. Don't put off till tomorrow, you might just run out of time. Tell someone you love them before it's too late. We're not promised tomorrow, so forgive and don't hate. And that's what he lived by.
Wow.
And yeah, and so when I talk about it, I mean, it's, I had to turn all my attention to caregivers, because the parking's part of it. I have to be genuine about it, and it is such a cruel disease that I'm not to that point yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to stay positive on something that just possibly I can fix, because we did everything to do. We thought that we were going to be the ones. We just knew that Jeff was going to be the one to give people hope. And so I'm really struggling with that part of it, because we weren't able, all we could do was be positive, but we couldn't fix him. And so we turned to the caregiver part of it. And it's called the Jeff and Lisa Cook Foundation. And what we're trying to do, Mark, is raise money for scholarships, and so that people will find it interesting to them to get into that aspect of it, as far as CNAs and all. And so we've already given 13 scholarships to Northeast, and just in hopes that they will give us some time so that we can give people some time with them that can't afford it, because the caretakers really take a toll. And so we want to be able to help them. And Jeff, he was so worried about me. And we just started thinking, you know, I'm healthy. I can handle a lot more than some of these people can. You know, you've got maybe an 87-year-old woman trying to take care of her 93-year-old husband with Parkinson's. And they may not afford somebody to come in and just give her 5 hours with her children to go somewhere, you know. So that was our hopes, and so we turned it toward that, and that's what we're doing. And it you know, it doesn't even have to be elderly. Like, we, on Valentine's Day, we were able to get lunches. But we knew of some people that were having struggles at home, caretaking for loved ones at home. And so we I think it was about 13 there as well that we took lunch to. We talked to them in advance to see how many were in the home. And then we had a caterer deliver them lunch for Valentine's Day. Because, like, for instance, one lady has two autistic children at home. And one is nonverbal, and the other one is really a difficult child. And so that just, I don't know. She said, you just will never know. That nobody's ever done anything like that for her, she said. And so those are the things that you know, are positive and that can make me smile and be proud of, that we can really actually help people on the spot. And this foundation, 100% of the donations go for these causes, to just help somebody, bring them some little bit of ray of sunshine in their day, because it can be very, very trying for a caretaker at home for a lot of different needs, not just Parkinson's, but all kinds of needs. So anyway, that's what we do.
And my show, I simply recognize efforts like yours bring awareness to it so that people know it's out there, they know it exists, and then they can find a way to support however that means, if that means financially or that means volunteering or whatever they can find to do to help, even sharing. You know, when you have a post and somebody shares it, that can help the effort. So something as simple as sharing a post can make a difference with your organization.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and it also makes people aware of the struggles that people are going through at home. And so maybe they will just decide, you know what, my neighbor could use a dinner, you know, or could use a card, or just go knock on the door and tell them hello and that you're there for them. We're going to be doing luncheons, and we've had two so far for just people like that we know of, that by word of mouth, and we've had them and we've treated them to lunch, and to give them a little bit of resources and just really love on them and let them know you're not alone, and different avenues to reach out to get help for themselves. So we're just, it's a big task, but it's a very loving task. We want to help as many people as we can.
That's awesome. And I know May the 30th, there's a concert, and then May the 31st is the second annual Poolside Brunch. And this concert will take place at the DeKalb Theater in Fort Payne, Alabama. And tickets are $30 for the seating section. And then, but people can find that at the website, the Jeff and Lisa Cook Foundation.org, and also the annual Poolside Brunch for $35. And they can purchase tickets only at that website.
Yes, that's correct. And 100% of the proceeds from those two events will go to help caregivers and to help and someone in need, just like we're did with the lunches and all. So that is an exciting part of this.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Lisa Cook, the wife of Jeff Cook from the band Alabama. We're talking about their foundation, and I hope you'll stick with us as we go into another segment and we talk about how you can support the Jeff and Lisa Cook Foundation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, as I have with me my special guest, Lisa Cook, the wife of Jeff Cook of the band Alabama. We're glad to have Lisa on the line with us as we talk about Parkinson's and what Jeff went through with his Parkinson's disease, and then the caregivers, those who have to take on the challenge of taking care of those who are battling Parkinson's.
You know, you just never know what somebody's going through. You know, we never know what we're going to be faced with. Sometimes you just have to have a little bit of help, and it's okay to ask.
Well, and to be able to share your journey with others is important. Like I said, to be able to talk about it. I know Jeff waited a while before he even shared about having Parkinson's so that they could continue to do their touring and not stop the Alabama effort.
That's correct. He always said, never let the music stop or the party end. And so that's kind of one of our logos, along with No Bad Days.
And he must, by 4 years later, I mean, if he was diagnosed in 2013 and by 2017, he must have really been going through some things. And that really took a lot on his part to stay with it, to stick with it for 4 years like that, knowing what was happening to him.
That is correct. And he fought so hard. He really, really, really wanted to just, he never said, you know, beat it, but he always just wanted to give people hope that you can carry on and you can do the things that you enjoy. But it got harder and harder, and he knew he was having a harder and harder time on stage. So it took him 4 people to replace him on stage. He there was just so many things that he did on stage at the same time that people might not have ever even realized. But so it took 4 people, and he finally just, you know, said, okay, it's time for me to go home and try to heal. And that's when he came off the road in 17. So
But he gave it a fight, and he never stopped smiling. He never stopped telling jokes. And he was a special man for sure.
Did he ever look back and say, look at all these amazing things I was able to do, the opportunities that he had, the doors that opened because of Alabama? And I mean, I know that his life was cut short because of Parkinson's, but he had a lot of really amazing opportunities that a lot of people never get to experience.
Yes. And, you know, his motto really was, somebody even asked him on an interview, just touring around in the castle one day, they were like, man, Jeff, all these awards, what is your favorite one? And he said, oh, they're not on the mantle or on the wall. He said, it's all the people that I've met along the way. And that really resonated with everybody. They were like, man, he thoroughly enjoyed his friendships that he made, not just acquaintances or you know, hello and all that. He really made true friends all over this country because of Alabama. And I think that's what really kept him going. And all the fans that truly love Jeff, I read him every day, things on Facebook, and it would just make him smile. And one of the birthdays toward the end, they did videos, short videos, and Jeff just sat there and clapped after they would be through saying, you know, happy birthday, Jeff, and telling little stories. And he would, every single time he would say, thank you. And, oh, it was just so sweet. He was precious.
Well, I hope that this effort continues to move forward in the way that you hope it will, Lisa, and continuing to grow. And I hope that the Mark White Show helps it to grow through my effort with reaching our audience, my listeners, my followers, and just make this thing as big as it possibly can be, and just blow it up for these families that need the support.
That's right. That's right. You know, in somebody's darkest hour, just somebody that you just never expected can just a phone call or a knock on the door or a caregiver to just come in and spend some time with the people. That I know from experience what a blessing that is. So I'm hoping to share that and keep that going for sure. And I just enjoyed talking to you so much.
No, this is my pleasure too, Lisa. I really enjoyed it myself. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.